This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a really exciting guest coming on here. He is Michael Brigham. He is the CEO and CFO of ImmuCell Corporation. Well, they trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol ICCC. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Hey, give us a little bit about statement of your company, and then I want to get into some Q&A.
Sure. We are about cows. We sell a product with a USDA license for the newborn baby calf, and we are developing a really exciting new product that would be for the mother cow. But so all of our products and all of our technology is in the dairy and beef industries.
I see. You know, I was looking at your company last night, doing some research before the show here today, and your revenues have just really exploded over the last 4 or 5 years. I didn't get the final number for 2016. I don't know if you're allowed to give that to us, but you know, what gives?
Yeah, well, we'll have the 2016 numbers on February 9th. I'm wrapping up with the auditors this week and next week. But yeah, we've essentially doubled, and it's an old product. It's been around for a long time. It's got great recognition in the field. Customers love it. They know it works. It got USDA license in 1991, but it wasn't until 2010 that we really focused directly on it and really put the right investment behind it, growing a sales team of one, now up to seven, and putting people in the right dairy pockets so that we're strategically located throughout the U.S. And I'm convinced, efficacy is the core to our sales success, but then the strategic decision to invest more effectively, make bigger investment in sales and marketing, has really shown a return on investment and led to the more recent doubling of a 25-year-old product.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. What do you think the most important milestones for investors to watch over the next, say, 4 to 8 quarters to measure your guys' progress?
Yeah, good question. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. What I think our investors are looking at is, you know, we do a conference call quarterly. We get those numbers out. We file that Q and that K. I think the investor wants to see how we're doing with First Defense. We have a couple other smaller products, but our business today, our commercial business, is all about First Defense, that product for the newborn baby calf. So quarterly results, watching the sales line. You know, I don't focus too much right now on the bottom line because it is influenced by how much we elect to spend on product development. So we are profitable, but sometimes that profit's a little bit less than it could be because we're pretty aggressive on the product development for the future, which leads me to milestone or event number two, which is the product I mentioned we're developing for the cow. That product is in with the FDA. We're really pretty far along with the new animal drug license application, which means we've done all the efficacy work. We've done all the safety work. We've established the claims. And what's left to do with the FDA to get that license is show the FDA how we're going to make it. So obviously we've made it at pilot scale. We have a pilot production plant right here in our current facility. But what the FDA wants to see is how you're going to make it at commercial scale. So with the money we raised, debt and equity last year, we are in the heavy thick of a construction project to build a pharmaceutical FDA inspected facility to produce the active ingredient in a product we call Mastout. It's a mastitis treatment, very different, very novel. But I think our investors, you know, are watching our progress and see some risk reduction out of those quarterly sales results from our commercial business, and then they want to see how we're doing on getting Mastout to market, how are we progressing with the 13,000 square foot facility and construction of that.
You know, that's, you bring up a really good point, Michael. You know, your company was founded around 1982 in Portland, Maine. And ImmuCell, you guys' products, you distribute those to veterinarians. And how do you, for someone listening to this for the first time, never heard your company, just give us the elevator pitch of how you guys make your money.
we make our money by purifying antibodies out of milk. So we work with commercial dairies, and we buy hyper-immunized milk that has a high titer of antibodies. So it's utilizing our proprietary vaccine technology. Then we bring it back here to Portland. We process it. At the end of all our processing, we have taken out everything and tried to just concentrate a small dose. It's about 4 grams of really highly purified milk antibodies. We give those antibodies to the newborn right after birth when she's looking for protection from mom. Her immune system's not yet working. She's exposed to a lot of pathogens, and we've essentially done that work for her. We give her those preformed antibodies in either a capsule or a gel paste or a scoop in with the bottle. But the key is to get those antibodies into the calf, right into the gut, right after birth. And we've just seen our customers see great results at reducing death and mortality and morbidity from scours, a common infection of the,
absolutely,
of the newborn. But if it doesn't kill the newborn, it sets that newborn back because they're wasting energy on fighting off disease instead of growing up strong, coming into the milk stream as a strong producer. So
my guest today is Michael Brigham. He is the CEO and CFO of ImmuCell Corporation. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol ICCC. Michael, how big is this market space? And are we talking just domestic? Or are you guys doing this internationally too?
Yeah, so we think the scours market is in the $400 to $500 million as far as a cost to the industry. So it's a significant problem. There are other products out there. We compete head-to-head with a Zoetis product. That's the old Pfizer Animal Health. We compete head-to-head with an Elanco product. So there are a lot of products out there. I'm pretty excited, pretty confident with our technology. We're a little different than those. So a significant market, but a relatively small market as compared to the mastitis market. That disease costs the industry $2 billion a year. It's by far the largest cause of economic harm to the dairy industry. So as we go from calf to cow, we go from scours in the newborn to mastitis in the cow. Today, obviously, we're not selling any of the mastitis product pending FDA approval, but our sales on the first offense, the calf product, are largely North America. But we do have some nice relationships in a couple of territories with local distributors such as Japan, South Korea, and we're trying to grow those relationships, but by and large, our sales are in North America, U.S. and Canada today.
Recently you guys came out with a press release of about North Point Capital buying about 5% of your company. So what's all that about?
Well, during 2016, we did 2 equity raises. We were working with a bank out of Minnesota called Craig Hallam, and they helped us raise enough money to fund this mast out facility. When I say enough money, we also raised some debt. When we put our cash and our profits, the cash we're generating together with the new debt and the new equity, that's the money that we're using to fund this pharmaceutical production plant for the mastitis product. So North Point is just one of those investors within the Craig Hallam network that came into our company in a big way during these 2 equity transactions during 2016.
So what makes your new product so different from all the other antibiotics sold out there by the big pharmaceutical companies, yeah, the Mercks of the world and so forth?
Yeah, the market is really dominated by Zoetis, and Merck and Behringer compete in there. They're all selling traditional antibiotics, whether it be penicillin or amoxicillin or cephalosporin. All of these antibiotics on the market today are sold subject to a milk discard. And that's out of the concern of antibiotic residue in the food. So if you treat a cow, you must discard that milk during treatment and for a period after to let that residue clear. And as we come to market here in the next 2 years, we have something that's very, very different. Our active ingredient has been approved by the FDA for zero milk discard. And this is called Nisin, our active ingredient. So we will have something that clearly is different, which will change treatment practice. Right now, that milk discard requirement is such a disincentive. It's a blocker to treatment. because people want to sell that milk and they don't want to discard it. So the disease does tend to get ignored at the early stages, and that cow often just gets sicker and sicker, and then eventually the milk is not saleable because the cow is so sick, and at that point they'll either treat her or cull her. What we're trying to do is bring back, our label claim will be a subclinical claim, which is early stage infection. And you can see where I'm going with this, is that if you don't have to dump the milk, then you lose that penalty to treating early. And we just believe treating early is the way to go.
Absolutely.
You're not letting that cow walk around the barn sick, spreading pathogens. And even though you can sell that milk, you're not getting the best value or the best quality or quantity for that milk. So treat early, healthy herd, better quality milk. And that's what's different here, is it's the same kind of tube, same kind of treatment, just add that zero milk discard claim.
MuCell Corporation is the company that we're highlighting today. They're a corporation that develops, acquires, manufactures, and sells products that enhance animals' health, productivity in the dairy and the beef industries in the United States. Michael Brigham is my guest today. Michael, in closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to discuss that you would like to get over? I would like to bring out some great things that I think about your company. One, I think you're at a very low market cap, around $29 million. And your float, is this correct? The float's only around 3.4 million shares?
We're just under 5 million, about 4.9 shares outstanding. Trading just under $6. So say 5 million shares at $6.30 today. You're right, 28, 29, a little under 30 million market cap with 10 million in sales. I do simple math. I like to keep things simple and say, wow, you know, we're getting a 3 multiple. Let's keep growing as we did over the last 5 years. We doubled sales of First Defense. That certainly helped our market cap, but let's bring this new product to market. And, you know, that's more like a double or triple. We really see a huge opportunity there with the mastitis product, but that won't come to market until 2019. So today, as I said, we'll have those earnings out on February 9th. We come out every quarter. We keep focused on First Defense. Sales team's doing a great job with maximizing and growing those sales, and it keeps us funded up until we finish this FDA process with the mastitis treatment.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Again, it's Michael Brigham. He is the CEO and CFO of MuCell Corporation. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol ICCC. Michael, I wish you nothing but success. We're going to check back with you guys in around 40 or 45 days to see how things are going.
Oh, I look forward to that, Everett.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.